Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. We back in business, man. It's another glorious week, man. We still alive, first of all. If you're listening to this show, if you're looking at me on the camera, or if you're just listening, whatever it is you're doing, whether you're a patron saint looking at me and watching me, whether you're on the IG live right now watching me and looking at me, you still alive. That in itself is a blessing right there. Off the top, you blessed. When you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I got to get it. You alive to even complain and fuss. You alive. Not everybody woke up. Be glad you woke up. That's the blessing. We winning as soon as we get out the bed. We winning. Now, I know. It's going to be some days and some moments and some things you dealing with to make you feel like you're not winning. You might feel like you're not blessed. Yeah, I woke up, but I got evicted. Yeah, I woke up, but I got fired. Yeah, I woke up, but I got cheated on last night. I understand. That's an L. But within the L, we still winning on the back end, on the front end, and the back end. Because you're still alive. You still alive to navigate that L. You still alive to get a win on the other side. Your season is still in effect. You can still get to the postseason. You still got a chance to win. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of waking up. It's gonna be some tough, raggedy ass days. It's gonna be some stuff you think you're not gonna be able to survive and get through. I know. Y'all know I've been there. Well, I wanted to be like, yo, man, God, take me now. I've been there. I am not a suicidal person. But when you suffer a loss like I did, I was like, yo, God, come take me, man. Take me instead. But then you start to think and you realize that, no, this is not really an option. It's not really an option. So let me just continue forward. And that's all we can do, y'all. That's all we can do is continue forward. If you still got your health, you still got your bearings, you still got your ability to move and think, we moving forward, y'all. We moving forward, man. I got my co-host extraordinaire, Water. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? This is the ultimate co-host, the best. When you talk about good co-hosts, when you talk about the co-host of all time, Ed McMahon and Andy Richter, and you know what I'm saying? Water is the best co-host, the best. And I'm with y'all getting in on water every single day. Put some lemon in there. Put some lemon in your water, y'all. Put some lemon in your water. And I want y'all, every time you think of me, I want you to think of water. All right? I don't want you thinking that. I don't want you to think about the voiceovers and he funny and, you know, the deep voice and yeah, he be talking like this and, you know, dimples. Nah, man. Tony Baker name come up. Man, that dude be drinking water. That's what I want my legacy to be. Tony be drinking water. I want that to be the first thing to come out your mouth. Not that he funny, man. Forget all that. Because I wouldn't even be funny without the water. Without this, I would have never been funny. I would have never been funny without this. Because ain't no jokes. Ain't no humor. Ain't no nothing without this here, man. Remember that, man. Cherish it. You got a mirror on the ones and twos, man. We in here. I want to give a shout out to my patron saints. Randomly CJ, Chloe Frankly, Miranda Cummings, Erica Mitchell, Overdrive Pixie, AJ, Damon K, Clinton, Tony Ant, Aomi, Amy Turner, Alice, Jamal B, you know what I'm talking about? Sharon McD, Simone L, Cutie B, Persnickety Goddess, Sherry Tucker, Salim Savid, the Duncan Marine, Chas Ali, Simone L, Carly Bear 7, man, Savants, Stony Face Entertainment, Erica Mitchell, Chris Russell, Jawan, Trey Porter, Michelle S. Ain't nobody giving you these shout outs on your streaming platforms. Thomasina, man. Ain't nobody giving you the shout outs, man. Netflix ain't shouting you out. I'm shouting y'all out, man. Props. Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Now, IG Live. I see y'all in here. My patrons want me to cut the camera off. They want me to cut the feed even before I get to talking about stuff. They want me to cut the feed right on out. But I'm going to talk, bless you, but I'm going to talk for just a little bit before I cut y'all off. Now, if you don't want to get cut off, join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab and join up, man. $5, $7, $25, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? It's on you, but make the choice. Make that choice, because they over here with the scissors. They over here with the scissors like snip, snip. They want y'all gone. But I'm just trying to give y'all a taste of what you missing. Trying to give you a taste of what you're missing. That's all I'm doing right here, right now. Father's Day is this month. I'm a father. I don't want anything. I don't want for anything, man. But I do know I need certain things in my life. I know I probably need like a cleaning person. You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't clean myself, because I do. I'll be mopping. I'll be doing my dishes. I'll be doing. But just like the little stuff that I might overlook, I probably need a cleaning lady. I want an interior decorator to come in and just redecorate my crib. I think I want that now. Because now, you know, I'm hanging out with friends, and their houses are really put together. I went to a game night this weekend hosted by my friend Erica, and I liked the way her crib was put together. When you go to a woman's house, they be putting shit together. A woman will put some shit together. Yeah, you got some women out here that might have a messy crib. Like, you'd be like, damn, girl, you all over the place. But I would say 8.5 times out of 10, a woman's house is just going to be put together. Put together. I don't care how small her crib is or how big it is. It's going to be right. 8.5 times out of 10. I'm talking about like a woman that lives alone or whatever. 8.5 out of 10. I've been in there and I've just been like, yo, this is right. It'd be cozy. It'd be comfortable. It'd be clean. It'd be decorated right. Guy houses, it's going to be a dice roll. It's going to be a dice roll. Even if I go to a guy's house and the crib is fire, but even within the house, it's just like, yo, you could tell this is just a guy's house. It's either bare minimum or just stuff is dingy, dirty, you know what I'm saying? Just stuff laying around. And happy birthday to the Geminis up in here. But now that I'm, you know, hanging out, going to game nights, I'm just looking at everybody's crib. And I'm just like, man, y'all got it. Putting Kevin them crib as though, because Melissa be in there putting shit together. If it was just Kevin that house, no telling what the house would look like. But with Melissa in there, house going to be put together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I want somebody to come in. I want somebody to come in my crib and just, you know what I'm saying? I want it redecorated. I want to redecorate it. I think it's time. I think it's time for me to level up on that tip and just, you know, make my house a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Fire visually. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Fire it up visually. And some of y'all have seen, like, you've seen partially, like, what my crib looks like from the videos that I post. But I got the stuff on the stove to keep the cats off the stove. Well, midnight. I don't want to say cats. I mean midnight specifically, because he's the only punk that gets on my stove doing stuff. But it's just like other stuff around. It's just like, all right, I could reorganize this area. This don't need to be here. You know, you just get caught up when you like, I want to keep this right here. I want to keep that. I'm going to need this again. You know what I'm saying? Then I want to edit my closet. You know what I'm saying? I want to get rid of a bunch of clothes that I'm not wearing. I got an overabundance of clothing. And it's just like, it's just stuff that I'm not going to come back to. And I need to be real with myself. I'm not going to come back to this. So why am I holding on to it, man? And there's some people out here that would love this shirt that I just don't wear. And so I'm just like, all right, this summer is going to be that. Now, start with the painting. I'm looking at artwork. I'm looking at some artwork, you know, because upstairs I got like artwork that fans have done of me. So I like to throw that up as, you know, appreciation for, you know, what they did. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be grown out here. Trying to be grown. All right? I want to talk about dating. Now, we switching gears. We switching gears. Dating, right? That's all everybody's talking about. Dating, you know what I'm saying? Men and women. Women and men, right? The dating game. It's hard out here in the streets. The streets is trash. Ain't no good candidates. It's going, if you got somebody good, hold on to them. Here we go. As far as like dating for me and what that looks like. I feel like this, and this probably not going to be a popular take. I feel like this. You should date multiple people, and people have to earn exclusivity. I think people need to earn that. And I know y'all going to be like, whoa. I don't mean you got to be out here balls deep when I say dating someone. Like, a lot of times, what people do, they start liking somebody, right? They start liking somebody, you still dating, but they start liking somebody. They focus on that one person. They make themselves exclusive to that one person without it being an official relationship. And they cut ties with everybody else because they like this one person. And then it doesn't work out. And now you got to start from scratch because you cut ties with everybody else instead of truly just like, you know, experiencing other people, spending time with other people. And now it always looks like you dating somebody new because you got booed up too fast. You got booed up too fast. Now you got to start from scratch. When what you should have been doing is like keeping your options open and just being like, and I know a lot of people can't really invest that much energy in multiple people. I get that too. Like you can only invest energy in one person. But then when you do that, you put all that energy in the one person and they wasn't even the one. Now you gotta start everything over. And now when you try to start over, hey, you try to, you know, holler at those people that you cut off. Hey, you know, nah, man, look out, man. You had your chance. Instead of just, you know, it's like when you're looking for a new apartment or a new house or whatever, or a new car, you're looking around, you're keeping your options open. You know what I'm saying? I like this car, but, you know, I'm not feeling this. You know what I'm saying? And you're spending time, you test driving, you're doing all of this. And I feel like, let me cut this IG live off. If you want to get the rest of what I'm talking about, join my Patreon, click the link in my bio and click that Patreon tab. I know y'all, man. I know y'all pissed, but quit being cheap. Quit getting me on the free. You know what? Quit getting me on the free. I give y'all all this content day in and day out, and you just want it for free. You paying for everything else. You paying for all other forms of entertainment you got, but you want to free me. You want to keep me on the free. I done brightened your whole goddamn day. I done talked to you directly. I done gave you all this energy and time. But you want to keep me on the free. You know what I'm saying? Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab and quit being cheap with me, man. I'm out here giving y'all smiles and entertainment and introspection. I'm giving y'all a lot. Y'all out, you just want everything on the free, man. I'm cutting the camera off. Sick of y'all, man. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So I see it time and time again, you know, people will like somebody, everybody else falls by the wayside. You think you found the one, you think you all in, and then that shit don't work out. Now you got to start from scratch again. Instead of just sampling, you can sample, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be a hoe because you sampling. You're single. You have a right to mingle. You have a right to make choices based on what your favorite is. Who's your favorite person? Who made the cut? And it's not some old, oh, you got to prove yourself. Because a lot of people don't want to feel like they're in competition with other people. And I get it. But the reality is you are in competition with other people. When a person is single, sought after, appealing, they got something to bring to the table, multiple people will be interested in that person. That's just the lay of the land. That's just the way it is. When you got options, you got options. So now instead of dedicating your time, your energy, your thoughts into the wrong person because you focus all your energy into that person while missing out on some potential better matchups, since you poured everything into the wrong person, now look at you. Instead of just keeping your options open, just flowing, vibing, seeing where you stand. You know, and ain't nothing wrong with that because people shame that. They be like, nah, man, you out here talking to everybody. That's because it's a lot of appealing people out here. That's the reality of it. Because you don't want to settle down with the wrong person. You don't want to settle down with the wrong person. You done put everybody else on the back burner just to get with somebody you don't even really match with. You don't even really vibe with. You liked them and then that shit wore off and now you're stuck. Now you're stuck. So for me, you know what I'm saying? For me personally, in the dating waters, I'm sampling. I'm keeping myself open until I reach a point where it's just like, yo, all right, okay, you. Let's make it official. But you gotta come to that though. You got to come to that. And that's fine. Everybody want to be the one, though. Everybody want to be the one. But everybody ain't the one. That's the reality of it. And a lot of people, they want to edit. They want to tell you half-truths. They want to, you know what I'm saying, keep everything, you know, edited. And some people don't want to hear it, and that's fine. But listen. Listen. We in a new day, y'all. We in a new day. You got access to a lot of people now. Because of the internet, because of social media, the stark reality is that you have access to a lot of people now. Your coworkers, people you know in person, people you know online. So you can be like, and when you got options, what do? When you go to a food place and you got options, you take your time on that goddamn menu. You take your time. You go, man, y'all got a lot of good stuff on this menu. Hold on. Okay. Y'all got crispy edge pancakes? Oh, I love crispy edge pancakes. Man. Oh, y'all got salmon croquettes? Ooh, salmon croquettes with the eggs and the grits together? Savory grits? Oh, man, y'all killing this little menu. What else y'all got up in there? Y'all got biscuits? Buttermilk? Oh. Are they the drop biscuits? Oh my God. Oh, y'all killing up in here. You're looking through, you're seeing what you like and what's going on. You know, you're not diving head first. You know how many, it's funny how many people that I know, and I'll follow on Instagram or whatever, and I just see them going through people, I was like, what happened to the dude that was all up in your stories? What happened to the dude you said he was the one. What happened to the... And then it's like, man, you were making bad decisions. Now you're just cycling through. Instead of keeping everybody on the tuck until you make a good, educated decision before you put yourself out there. Now you can reflect and sit in your decision. Now me, you know what I'm saying, once I get to a certain point, I'm the type of person, once I got my favorite on the menu, I'm like, hey, man, you know what it is. Now when I come up in the restaurant, I don't even need the menu. I'm just be like, man, you know why I'm here. Get the crispy edges going, man. I love it when they can see me come up in the restaurant. They'd be like, crispy edge, but you already know. Like, when I go get my avocado toast at that Robex by the crib, when I walk in there, they'd be like, two classic avocados, no olive oil, mashed. They know me, and I love that. When I could just walk in, when I was going to that real juicery place, and I would get that same pitaya bowl, the pitaya peanut, old girl was like, spinach, this, that, and the third. Boom. That's what I like, because once I like something, I'm all in, shorty. And I see some of y'all in this in the chat talking about the girl in the black dress. Did you holler at the girl in the black dress? I did not holler. Most of the time when I'm at a comedy show, I usually hide from the audience after. You got to catch me. You got to catch me. And another thing about me, I'm a single man. I'm single. I'm a compliment. You're going to get these compliments. You're going to get these compliments respectfully. If I like what I see, I'm going to say it. And it's not just towards women. I'm a compliment guy. Like, you know, if I like something, I'm going to be like, hey, I like what you're doing. Man, I like what you get. I like your shoes. I like your hat. I like how you put your outfits together. You know what I'm saying? I like your skin. If I like it, I'm going to speak on it. I don't be holding compliments in. That's corny to me. That's corny. When you sitting there sitting on compliments, you don't know who needed it. You don't know who needed a compliment in that moment. You could make somebody's day with a nice, genuine compliment. You done turn somebody's whole day around just from saying, hey, you've been killing lately. I really like what you're doing. And then walk the hell off. And they'd be like, I needed to hear that. Stop holding on to these compliments. And that's me, man. Like, you know, if I got something good to say, I'm letting it rip. I'm letting it rip, man. Because I speak on what I like. And I don't just relegate it to like a TV show that I like, or a movie I like, or a song that I like. When I like stuff about people, I'm coming in hot. And that lady on stage with the black dress, she was wearing that black dress. She was rocking the shit out of it. And I was like, yo, she looked good in that dress. But everybody was like, don't shoot your shot. Y'all always want me shooting my shot all the time. Y'all always want that. Y'all be like, don't shoot your shot. Y'all be wanting me to shoot fast. I'd be like, man, chill. Chill. Terrence say, be clear though, Tony. We talking about having dating options or having sleeping around options. Some of those people in the chat's talking about they have options, but they just sleeping around, not judging. Okay, so there is a difference between relationship options and sex options. There's a difference, especially from the woman side of it. And before I expound on that, let me do this ad. Let me pay these bills real quick, and then we're going to come back to that. Put the bookmark right there. Let's talk business. Let's talk money. You know what I'm saying? Life doesn't happen biweekly. So why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. That's big money, man. Where was Earnin' when I was in these streets working? Dairy Queen Tony? Working with the mentally disabled Tony? Needed Earnin'. I needed it. Because them car troubles was coming up, man. When I was working at the Department of Black Programs, when I was working at the Activity Center on campus, I needed Earnin'. My car was giving me heartache all the time. Just download the Earnin' app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. All right? Because, like, anything can happen while you waiting. While you waiting to get your next paycheck, anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? But if you want a special night out, you know, you want to get a last-minute gift for somebody, unexpected trip to the vet, unexpected trip to the doc, upcoming rent, new dress, school clothes, shoes, whatever the case may be, you never know when you're going to need that money, Frankie. And Earnin' is going to help. Make Earnin' a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. And peace of mind, let me tell you something, that's valuable. Peace of mind is priceless. So download Earnin' today. Spell E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Verbal Cardio. Don't forget, man. Hey, don't forget, man. Verbal Cardio. All right, under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Earning, man. Get in on that, man. Get in on that. Now, the options thing, okay? Women, you guys have, so we all know that men and women are different. We also know that men and women view dating differently. We also know that men and women have different experiences when it comes to dating. Men and women have different outlooks and viewpoints of what options are and where they want to go. All right. So most women, attractive women, they have sex options all over the place. All over the place. They got sex options. You know what I'm saying? Cute girl, they got sex options at the gas station, at the supermarket, at the post office, at the bank, at work. Sex options are just falling out the cabinets for women. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. It's dudes that take them. A woman could have a different smash every day of the week. It could be a different dude if she wanted to do that. But the trick and the goal for women is to have a viable, legit, real option. A man that, for one, truly cares about them beyond the sex, have the same goals and ideals of what they want the relationship to be, the outlooks on life, perspectives, you know, temperaments, all of these things, right? And so when you say, yeah, I got mad options, some people don't have a lot of options. Even, you know what I'm saying, looks be damned. The finest women could tell you right here, right now, they'll be like, my options are limited because there's so much that goes into like true, real, valid options for women. You know what I'm saying? A man that's not just in it for the smash, a man that wants to, you know, if she wants to get married, a man that is also wanting to get married and, you know, everything got to match up. Financial security, stability, family values. You know what I mean? It's so much that goes on, and that, you know, the options get slimmer and slimmer and slimmer as you check off these boxes, right? As far as, like, I'll admit it's easier for me in terms of options because there are a lot of quality women out here that are single. Like, quality women that are single, educated, working, good looking, you know what I'm saying? Their houses are tidy and dope and, like, you know what I'm saying? They know how to dress, financial independence. They out here. The women are out here. Quality women. And so, you know, so I genuinely feel like the options are slimmer for women on who they can find. That check all these boxes, right? And that's nothing new. I ain't hitting y'all with nothing new. Everybody's been saying this time and time again. Time and time again. So you say you're gonna post this clip on IG? Yeah, Candy Cammy, you know, it's tougher for y'all. And I realize that. And you know, for me, you know, I speak from a privileged place that I realize I'm in. Like, I speak from a place of privilege, and I see that and I acknowledge it, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not, you know, privileged to be, you know, a healthy black man, you know what I mean? financially stable, with personality, you know what I mean? And I know that that's valuable within the dating landscape. And so I always try to be mindful of, I left out the attractive part. That's up for y'all to decide. I try to be mindful of not everybody's journey is the same. Not everybody's struggles are the same. Everybody's dealing with different things. And so I just try to be mindful and not try to generalize everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody generalized like, oh, it's like this for everybody. It's not. Everybody's path is different. Even when it comes to dating, everybody's struggle is different. Everybody's path is different. Everybody's mindset, everybody's goals, everybody's experiences. So I try to be mindful of that. And so I know I'm on the privileged side of things. I don't take that for granted. I just be like, yo, this is what it is. And I'm trying, you know, I'm trying not to use the powers for evil. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but also too, it's like, I'm in no rush for anything. Like my main focus in life is peace. As you know, like, you know, my main focus is peace. And I feel like love is always in the cards for me. Like, I feel like love is just there. It's going to happen for me. That's just the feeling that I have. It's not like, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to find love one day. I know I will. But even that mindset right there is a blessing too, because a lot of people feel like they're going to end up alone, or like, I don't know if it's in the cards for me. And that's a real concern for a lot of people. You know, I talk to women, that successful women, that fear like, yo, I'm going to end up alone. I'll be like, what do you mean? Like, this is the feeling that I have. Some people are fine with that. Some people have owned it. Some people prefer being alone. And so for me, and I know I could, there's a part of me that's like, you know what, if I do end up alone, I'm good with that. But a part of me is also like, nah, I'm gonna have a solid companion again. And shout out to my exes. My exes are great. I know y'all gonna be like, if your exes are so great, why y'all ain't together? Regardless of that, my exes are great. I like my exes as people, as women, as individuals. I care about them. I care about their lives. I care about their souls. And I look at them like, I don't look at my exes as like, ugh, just huge mistakes, or just, you know what I'm saying? I look at them as like, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud to have been with you. That's how I look at my exes. And so that's how I be rocking and rolling out here. But I said all that to just say, you know, because a lot of people, and you know, you talk to people, a lot of people want that exclusive action right out the gate. Like, if you're going to be flirting with me, if we're going to be going out, you know, everybody else need to be off the table. This need to be exclusive. But we're not even together. We haven't even built towards a real relationship yet. Yeah, but why are you trying to build and get to know me? Everybody else need to be off the table. And I'm just like, I'm not on that. I'm not on that type of time right now. Just to be clear and honest. Anybody that that is feeling me right now, you just need to know that everybody else ain't off the table, just all off top. We gotta earn together. Mutually, we gotta earn the exclusivity. The exclusivity or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. And that's not for everybody, and I get it, but you say we know. Hush, Jasmine. Hush. But yeah, so I also want to say this. I'm switching gears. courting, if you will. Courting is like an old school. That's a term my mom would always use, courting. And courting, I like courting. Do I believe in sex before exclusivity? Is it exclusivity or is it exclusivity? Because I'm struggling with this goddamn word, exclusivity. When it comes to sex, I'm down for whatever. Like, we don't have to be exclusive for the sex. But what I do require, what I like to require is paperwork, health. If we do dip into those sexual waters, we need to talk about paperwork. That's very important to me. Tests are very important to me. Those conversations are very important to me. 100%. And when people take too long to get tested, I'll be like, still ain't got that test, huh? Interesting. That, to me, is, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have any parameters. I'm not on some, let's wait till we get married, or, you know what I'm saying, let's wait till we exclusive. I respect it 100%. But for me, that's not a requirement. But the paperwork conversation, that's a requirement. We got to talk. We got to talk. We need to know statuses up in here. You say, I got a vial. anyway, let me do this real quick before I got to get out of here, because I'm doing dad jokes. So I'm going to Kev and Melissa's wedding vow renewal this month in Cabo, right? I'm going to this. I'm pulling up. I'm taking the trip, y'all. I'm taking the trip to go celebrate their marriage renewal, the vows being renewed. First of all, y'all already married, man. Why are we re-ing up? Hush. Here's why I'm pissed. So now I can't dress my normal self. I got to dress it up for the win. Now, then that putting the pressure on me to wear. Now I got the wardrobe. I got the dress code. I can't wear no sneakers. I got the Kev's on my ass. So now I got to wear some type of suit. I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with this at all. I'm not feeling it. I'm not with it. I don't like it. Y'all already got married. Y'all been married for mad long. Just stay married and hush. What are we re-ing up on? But since we got the re-up and I got the dress code, now I got to get a suit. So here's the thing. I got one suit at the house. It's a black suit. That's all I got. I'm not a fan of suits. And I know what I look like. I know what I'm built like. I'm built for the suit. I get it. I'm built for the suit. And y'all gonna be like, when Tommy, you look good. You look handsome in the suit. Look at here. Look at here. Yeah, dog, man, you look like a man now. You look like I was a man already without the suit. I'm already a man. I'll be paying my own bills. I put a kid through college. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? I'm a man without the suit. Just so you know. I'm out here. I take care of my responsibilities. I take care of myself, my health insurance, my utilities, bills. I'm a man without the suit. Y'all seen me in that little Spectrum commercial where they had me in that little ascot. I hated that suit, but y'all was like, but Tommy, it's a good look, man. Hush. I don't want to look good in the suit. They had me all on HBO and Marlon Wayans Presents the Headliners. I had that suit on, man. I hate watching it. Because I don't like the way that suit was fitting me. It wasn't tailor-made to fit. So now, for this wedding renewals of the vows, I'm gonna do a stylist and I'm gonna get a suit and I'm gonna have them get me a suit and we gonna suit it up. I'm gonna have the suit on, but I don't want to hear none of this other shit. I don't even want no compliments on the suit. Just hush. But I'm gonna walk y'all through the process. I'm gonna show y'all the process of me getting this suit for this wedding vow renewal in Cabo. Sick of y'all, man. Just let me be suitless in Seattle. But I'm going to document the whole process. I'm going to document people coming to measure me up. I'm going to document bringing the wardrobe options. And we're gonna do this together. And I'm gonna let y'all have, you know, some say and some put in. But at the same time, I don't want to hear nothing from y'all. And I'm taking the suit off immediately. As soon as they be like, I do again, and they already said I do, why are we redoing? Then and only then, I'm taking the suit off. Taking the suit off right there on the beach. Wherever they get married at, I'm taking the suit off right there, and I'm throwing it on stage with them. Sick of y'all. But I'm getting the suit for them. I'm doing this for Kevin, Melissa, and Hush. All right, that's it for Verbal Cardio today. I'm sorry the episode was so short, but I got to shoot dad jokes next over here in the other room. So I want to say thank y'all. Shout out to my patron saints in here. I appreciate y'all. And yes, I got that song, Terrence. I appreciate y'all. I will let y'all know when the next movie night is. What else do I need to? Do I need to advertise anything? Don't forget to check out Ball Brothers. A new episode just dropped. Make sure you check that out. Daddy Issues every Thursday. Ball Brothers Tuesday. Verbal Cardio on Wednesdays. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.